Back in February this year, the Wheeler Centre of Books, Writing and Ideas marked its fifth birthday with a gala evening of live storytelling. And some of Australia's best writers were called upon to share a story, any story, that had to do with the number five. Well, here's one of those stories for you now. This is from writer and poet Maxine Beniba Clark. She's talking about two of the most important female figures in her life.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. I still remember where I was, the moment I heard she had breathed her last sigh. I was putting out the garbage bins. The children were playing dominoes inside. And my next door neighbor leaned over the fence and said, "Have you heard? Maya Angelou just died." You may trod me down in the very dirt, and still like the dust I'll rise. I stood there trying to blink back tears and still my trembling mouth, thinking about this warm, tiny body born some 80 years ago into a violent and volatile self. You may shoot me with your words. By the age of five, Maya Angelou had lived through more trials and tribulations than most. You may cut me with your eyes, I'll rise. When she was 6 years old, a grown man snuck up and almost crushed her soul. Do you want to see me broken? And for the next 6 years, Maya Angelou did not speak one single word. Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders fallen down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries. One Pulitzer Prize nomination, one spoken word Tony Award, seven best-selling volumes of autobiography. Out of the shacks of history's shame. When Maya Angelou found her voice, she inspired generations of fierce brown women to speak. From a past rooted in pain, I'll rise. In 2015, my daughter, Maya Lou, will turn five. They say, show me a child at seven, and I will show you the man. But I want to see the Mayas. Where are all the little word-loving brown girls whose mamas also gave them her name? So that every time we called our daughters, we would be inspired. Show me a child at five when she has not yet been crushed silent. Show her to me at five, not yet broken by the men those boys became. Show her to me at five while she is still too young to become a Boko Haram bride. in heart-stamped pink gumboots and purple glitter fairy wings, wearing Oshkosh-Bagosh overalls or threadbare hand-me-down jeans with high afro-curled halo or long coconut-oiled locks. Show me the word-loving little girls in terracotta, mahogany, ebony, cedar tone, and black. Let me line them up along the stage and say, my daughters, we are all already gathered and listening and ready to raise a whole generation of Mayans. Let me christen them along the line, poetess, novelist, journalist, memoirist. There will be one little girl right down the end, smaller than the rest, who'll say, you can't just bring us all here in the middle of the night. And I will point to her and say, Amazonian literary giant. 40 years from now, we will watch on CNN as she receives a Man Booker Prize. When they ask her, what was it that made you write? Let her say, show me a brown, word-loving girl of 5. When I was 15, I read a poem. It was by a woman, her name was Maya Angelou, and she told me quite unequivocally that I would rise. Does my confidence upset you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got diamond mines breaking up in my front yard. That's Maya Angelou. That's Alice Pung, Melissa Lukashenko, and Alexis Wright. Maya Angelou. That's Ellen Van Nieuwen, Sudama Pala, and Anita Heiss, Maya Angelou. That's Leanne Lowe, Eleanor Jackson, Ali Cobby Eckerman, and Roberta Sykes. Maya Angelou is the roll call of my sister writer kin who have not been silenced by gender or skin. Maya Angelou is the white male ceiling of Auslit as it crumbles to confetti. She is the sparkling plaster pieces we wear like crowns as the Wheeler Center becomes our castle and the city of literature bows to new queens who were once word-loving 5-year-old girls in terracotta, mahogany, ebony, cedar tone, and brandied cream. There are so many Maya Angelous wailing to be heard in this beautiful, wide, brown, scorched, and stolen land. We could fill this entire room. I still remember where I was, the moment I heard she had breathed her last sigh. But the real Maya Angelou is a 5-year-old word-loving brown girl who will not die.
Maxine Beniba-Clark speaking there at the On 5 Gala Night of Storytelling, an event marking the 5th birthday of the Wheeler Centre in Melbourne.